Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
The subject of this episode is, why do I continue to do destructive things to myself? What are addictions really? And 8 mindsets needed to beat them. This is one of the questions that bring most people into my practice. They realize that they are unable to stop doing those things they want to stop doing and can't seem to start doing those things they want to do. In many cases, they have tried everything under the sun to get their lives under control, yet still find themselves stuck in these destructive behaviors. Though the subject is rather broad, I'm going to concentrate this particular episode to that of addictions. Because when we understand the manner in which the brain operates regarding addictions, we can better understand what we can do to get rid of them. This is especially important when one understands that all addictions operate in the same manner from the research of the National Institute of Health. 1. Addictive behavior forms as a defense mechanism against negative feelings that one has toward oneself. Through the addictive behavior, the brain releases dopamine, which gives a euphoric feeling until the tolerance level is reached. When this happens, the dopamine no longer brings any feelings of euphoria. However, it does allow one to feel normal, meaning without the negative feelings that would occur without the dopamine release. 2. That being understood, there are ways to stop the behaviors by using hypnosis to go back in time to the time before the addictive behaviors began, while implanting suggestions of healthier behaviors aimed toward the compelling future of the client's choice. I have successfully achieved this result for all sorts of addicts, from sugar, to sex, to alcohol and drug abuse, to those with eating disorders. It is possible, once you realize the plasticity of the brain and its ability to change behaviors to those that would be more productive for you. An important aspect of achieving this goal of letting go of the addictive behavior is realizing that it is creating all sorts of havoc on one's life that one would rather not experience any longer, while separating the addict from the people they love and care about as they live their double lives, while making them broke, as a client comes to regret all the time lost, money wasted, and wasted brain space to the addiction, becomes crystal clear to the addict that it's high time to find an alternative way to live. 3. Many addicts are very uncertain what their new lives will be like without the addiction, which makes making the change a bit scary for them. However, the client also realizes that the addiction has outlived its use given all the losses experienced and needs to go, if they are ever to be happy. The main issue at this point is to help the client figure out what is most meaningful to them and then help them to create an avenue to realize this new way of living. With this support, the client can indeed create a happy and fulfilling life, having something more important to them with which to concentrate their time and energy. 4. The human being is very lucky in the way the mind can be restructured to develop all other ways of thinking and thus behaving. Because the one thing that we all have to remember is that our behaviors come from our thoughts. So gaining control over our thoughts is the most important way that we can gain control over our lives. The way to gain control over our thoughts is to have thoughts that are based on being and doing those things that have meaning and purpose to us, while letting go of other people's expectations of what we should be or no longer are. Instead, we concentrate on who we can be as the best expression of who we are, including those things that we can improve along the way. The idea that one has to always be an addict or always have an eating disorder is not proved out by my successful clients. Some of them have been free of their issues since 2005 without a thought or concern about them in the least. It's a whole new paradigm shift that needs to be given much more attention than the old paradigm where one is told, once an addict, always an addict. Because at least to my mind, once someone no longer has the thoughts or behaviors of an addict, one need not be considered one any longer. Of course, there is more involved in the effective treatment of addicts and can be quite intense and time-consuming depending on the amount of time involved in the addictive behavior and the age of the individual seeking the help. Generally, the less amount of time involved with the addictive behavior and the younger the person, the better and quicker the results will be. 6. To have successful treatment in any sort of addiction, one has to be entirely willing to do whatever it takes to change the thoughts and behaviors. Much of this has to do with finding new ways of interacting with others, ways that are transparent, trustworthy, and with appropriate boundaries both regarding the client's interaction with others and the interactions of others with the client. Forcing one's way onto others, not understanding the word no, and manipulation of any kind will only prolong the chaos that recovering addicts are stuck with. A whole maturation of emotional response has to occur for the addict to feel safe enough to let go of the thoughts of needing escape into addiction. This part of the treatment is the hardest because it's all about going out into the world and having those tough conversations with people to learn better communication. It's about learning who is supportive of you becoming healed versus those who want you to remain a deficient addict of some sort for whatever the reasons. Once one is able to come to terms that associations with people of the old world need to be left behind, the new association with much more balanced and successful people without any association with addictions, life can be turned around. 7. The most important aspect of all of this, though, is the ability to forgive anyone who the addict has felt harm them, most especially themselves. Through forgiving the self, others will have an easier time forgiving you. 8. There is no need for one to be on non-mind-altering drugs such as methadone or Suboxone. Go to endless 12-step meetings to give up addiction. 12-step meetings hypnotize one into believing that the only thing that one will be is an addict, and that is counter to learning how to not be an addict, which is the goal that I have with any of the clients who come in to see me. Again, this is counter to the 80-plus year history of AA and the 12-step paradigm. Understanding that 80 years ago, we didn't really understand that what we tell others and ourselves about ourselves will have a direct bearing on how we are in this world. Best to concentrate on believing that you can be something other than being an addict to let the addictions out of your life for good and move on to something that's more productive and fun. There is a safe alternative method to release yourself of addictive behavior that works in line with the way your own brain operates. Knowing this, I would hope that anyone who is suffering with an addiction or knows someone who is suffering with an addiction who is truly committed to putting in the time and effort required to release it would be happy to use that method. In the end, it's so much easier, less expensive, and less time-consuming than forever rotating in and out of rehab facilities and outpatient programs.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.